We are learning Mesechtas Pesachim, Daf Nun Vav Amad Aleph, and we are beginning the new Mishnah on Heima Beis. Shisha Dvarim Asu Anche Yerechai, the people from Yerechai did six things. Ashloisha Michu B'Yadam, three of them, the Chachamim were Meicha, they said they should not do this. Ashloisha Lo Michu B'Yadam, on all three, they didn't agree to it, but they were Meicha. Be'eluhain, what are the three Shloi Michu B'Yadam, but they were Meicha? The Gemara will expound on this a little bit, but we'll explain it as best we could as we learn the Mishnah. What are the three things that the Chama were not Meicha? Markivin the Kalim Kal Yehim. This is talking about Erev Pesach, and you now do Malach Erev Pesach, even after Chatzos, and they still went ahead, and they literally touched as grafted their the Kalim the whole day. We'll see in the Gemara, there was a Chashash Hefsid, they thought maybe they're going to lose their tree if they don't put on the special thing, pour onto this tree, do some work with the tree. So they used to work on this tree, even Erev Pesach. That was one thing they did. The Chama were Meicha, because they had a Cheshbin, it was Dava Avod. Number two is, V'karchem Eshema. They said Shema, we'll see, it has to do with Baruch Shem. They didn't say Baruch Shem, Kvayim Al-Khusay, maybe. That's the second thing. And Lo Michu Chachamim. The third thing was, V'koitzim V'goitzim L'fnei Ha'omer. That they worked with the Tvua before the Omer, even though they weren't allowed to eat it yet, and there was no Chash, there was a Shiloh, there's a Chash, you might come to eat it. Still, they went ahead, and they did it L'fnei Ha'omer, and Chamu not Meicha. And what were the things that they were Meicha? Which they did say, they said, you can't do it. These are the ones that they went and stopped them from doing it. They used to hold that things that grow out of a hektish tree, the branches that grow out of it, they're allowed to use. And we'll see in the Gemara what the cheshbon was, but the Chacham said you can't do that. A fruit that fell off a tree on Shabbos, they ate those fruits. Now that's a shiloh, we'll see what it is. Maybe shiloh muksa, maybe other shilohs. And they ate those fruits, and the Chacham said, you can't do that. And number three is, they used to give peya from Yerek. Now, peya means they leave over stuff for the aniyim. Now, what's wrong with that? Sounds like a very nice thing. The problem is, the halacha is that peya is potter from Maisa. So the aniyim, the poor people, they collect, and they don't take off Maisa. Now, it's tevel. So if it's really peya, so then it's taka potter or Maisa. But if it's not really peya, so then they're being mafkia, the Maisa, wrongly, and therefore, Michal B'Yom Chacham says you can't just make up something and call it peya because it's chayiv and ma'aser. So those are the three things that loy michu, three things in michu. And as we learn the Gemara, we'll get a little more clear in all these things. First, the Gemara brings a brisa where we have a similar thing by Chizkia about things that he did with the chamo or moida or not moida. Since it has the same type of tzura as our Mishnah, therefore we bring it down. Tana Rabbanan, Shisha Dvarim Asa Chizkia Hamelach. Chizkia Hamelach was a big tzaddik. His father Achaz was not such a big tzaddik. And he did six things, and Ashtoish Hoy Lachamim, Hoyloi, the Cham were masking him, Ashtoish Loy Hoyloi, three things Cham were not moida. The first thing is Girur Atzamas Avid. When his father died, his father Achaz, the king died, usually a king's funeral, a king's levaya was a major production with a beautiful casket and everything like that. He put his body on Mita Shel Chavalim, on something like some ropes, very Napa Kavadik. And Vahidla Cham were masking to that because it was good for him to get a little bit of a Einish in this world, and that way be Kiddush Hashem on his rishis, it'll help him also Olam Haba. So they agreed to that. Number two, Kitish Nechash Nechayishas. When in the Midbar, when the Eden were complaining about the man, Hashem sent snakes that were attacked the Eden and they were dying, and Moshe made a copper Nechash and he stood it up on a stick, and everyone who looked at it got healed. And they had that Nechash still. And people were thinking that's Avodah Zarah, therefore he destroyed it. And that was a good thing. The third thing he did that he was masking too, Ganaz Sefer Refuah. They had a special Sefer that was very good for healing. It was like automatic healing things in there, healing remedies in there. And people stopped davening to Hashem. They were trusting this book. And therefore he hid the book. Vahidloi, they were masking all three things. Three things they were not Moida. What are the things they weren't Moida? For Kitzis, there was a big tax that Melech Ashur levied on the Klal Yisrael, and he didn't have enough money, so what he did was he peeled off the gold off the doors of the Heichal and he sent it to the Melech Ashur, and that was wrong. Should have a tochen Hashem, Hashem will take care of the money, and don't make a bazaar in the Beis HaMikdash. Number two, Sosa Megichen El Yoin Lehoidloi. When there was a war with Melech Ashur, and he dried up, he made sure that all the springs in the outskirts of the land were dried up, so therefore when they made the siege, they had nothing to drink. But it should not have done that. It should have a tachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem will protect the city. The third thing was, Iber Nisam Nisam Lehoidloi. There was one time when the people were Tamei, and They didn't have time to become tar enough, so he saw they're not going to leave the Karan Pesach, he added another Nisan. The problem is, you're not allowed to add another Nisan, you have to add another Adar, and he did it a little late. After it was Chayesh Nisan, it's a Shiloh, the Gemara, and Brachos, it's a Hedron, what really happened, back upon him, he, it was in the end, something like that, adding an extra Nisan, which is not allowed. That's not allowed, and there was Loi Hoyd Lechacham. So those are the three things that Chizkiyah do, Moida or not Moida, and it has nothing to really do with our Mishnah, besides that it has to do with the Hoydu Loi Hoydu. Now I'm going to go to our, to the things in our Mishnah and discuss the things in our Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, "My kibum the kolam kol yom." The people in Yericho, they used to be markiv. They used to graft. That literally means grafting the kolam the whole day, even erev Pesach after Chatzos. Now heichi avdi. What exactly they do? What does grafting the kolam mean? Om Rabbi Yehuda, what they did was like this: Maisi asadar. They were a fresh myrtle, a fresh hadas, v'shichra the dafna, and beer made out of laurel trees. A certain beer, dafna, is a type of laurel tree. It has berries. He made beer out of that. The kimcha the sari and flour from barley. The rabbi wanted lechol v'la aron yoyman. It was put in a cup and in a keli, and it wasn't 40 days old yet. Umarti lechulhu, and they cooked it all up. V'shadule ledikla belibe, and every palm tree has a heart, which means that you dig in the trunk, and it has like a little hole there. And you put it in there. And that works very good to help the dekel grow well. Any other tree within 4 amos of it dries up. That's how much nourishment the dekel ends up taking from the ground because I poured this in. So the other ones all dry up right away. Because that's what they used to do. And then they used to do this erev Pesach, and they held it was mutter because they held davar avid. Rav Acha bring the Rava on a different way how they did this grafting. Manchi kufra dichra l'nukvosa, which means they took a dekel, a male dekel. There's something called a male dekel and a female dekel. A male palm tree and a female palm tree. The male palm tree, ironically enough, is the one that has the peiros. The female one doesn't have peiros so good. What they did was they put a branch of a male dekel attached into, they stick it into the dekel in a keva, and that will help it grow peiros. Hakapan, they did that also. Erev Pesach, again, they held those dava up. So that's the number one thing in the Mishnah, which was a shayla, was right or not. That was makivim as the kolam kol yom, Erev Pesach. The second thing was karchem as a shema. They bundled the shema. What does it mean, bundled the shema? Heichi avdi. What does that mean? So it's a few different shatim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, what they did was, oimrim shema Yisrael, Hashem alakeno, Hashem achad, v'lohi mafsikim. They weren't mafsik. Rashi learns what it means, they weren't mafsik. They went straight to Vahafta, and they didn't stop between Echad and Vahafta. And really, it's two different things. Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenu, Shema Echad is Kabbalah, Smach HaShemayim. And Vahafta is a tzava from Hashem, to love Hashem. So they should have took a breath in between. They didn't do that, they went straight into it. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns, they were mafsik between this word Shema Yisrael and Hashem. And it sounds like he's saying, Shema Yisrael, Hashem. Hashem, listen to Klal Yisrael. That's not what it means. It means the Shema Yisrael, listen, Klal Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our God. And they weren't mafsik between Shema Yisrael and Hashem, that was the problem. That's one pshat, Rav Yehuda. We had two pshat in Rav Yehuda, Rashi and Tosfos, but that's the first pshat in the Gemara. Rav Amar, mafsik in Hoyu, they were mafsik, let's learn from Rashi, they were mafsik between Shema and Vahafta. But, also Imrim, Hayoim al Levavecha, they put it together, Hayoim al Levavecha, they didn't stop by Hayoim al Levavecha. Hoyu advar me'ela, Ashonechim etzavecha, Hayoim Al-Levecha. That's what you're supposed to say. They weren't doing it. They were saying, Ashanoichim Tzavacha, Yom Al-Levecha. It sounds like the Mashmah, Hayom Al-Levecha. Today I got to be on your heart. Veloi Mach Al-Levecha. And tomorrow does not have to be on your heart. Tanu Avadu went to the Braisa. So that was what they did wrong. They were Karach HaShema. We had two Pshat in Gemara, Rav Yehuda and Rabba. Now the Braisa will bring more Pshat. Tanu Avadu. Keter Al-Yikarach HaShema. What did they do wrong by bundling the Shema? Oimrim Shema Yisrael, Shema Al-Kenu, Shema Chod, Lohim Afsikin. That's the same Pshat as before. That they were mafsik, Rashi's pshat is, they were mafsik between Shema and Vahafta. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, mafsik and hoyu, they were mafsik. El shloi hoyu oimrim baruch shem kvoid malchusoy le'olam va'ed. They didn't say they were mafsik, they took a breath in between. But they did not say baruch shem kvoid malchusoy le'olam va'ed. They didn't say it in between. Vanan, my time amrile, why taka do we say it? Kedadar shem malakish, dar shem malakish, vayikra. Yaakov el bonov vayoymer he oswa gidolchem. That says in the pasuk. Shem Lakos says the pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu gathered together his children. He said, "You know, I'm going to tell you the vayigidolchem what's going to happen by achros hayom." Let's read the pasuk inside exactly. Yikra Yaakov el bonov vayoymer he oswa gidolchem. Eisa sheyikra eschem by achros hayom. What's going to happen to you in the end of days? And the Gemara says what he wanted to do, Bikesh Yaakov Legalis Lebonov Kates Hayomin. He wanted to be Megala to his children the day of the Geula. What's Lashon Yamin? It sounds like the right hand. So Rashi says the right hand of Hashem will use his right hand to destroy the enemies. He wanted to tell them when is the Geula. Nestalkum and Eshchino. All of a sudden, he lost his Ashura Eshchino. Amar Hashem Achatz Shalom. Yesh Mitasai Mitasi Psul Ka Avram Shetzmeno Yishmal. Maybe I have a psul in my mita, like Avram that came out of him Yishmal, or Va'avi Yitzchak Shetzmeno Esav. You know, maybe my mita is not complete. I have my children following me. Also, I lose Eshchino. Amar Loi Bonav. No, Shema Yisrael. Hear Yisrael, which is Yaakov. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem is one. Omru, they told him, Kashem she'ein belibcha ala echad, you only have one Hashem, kach ein belibeinu ala echad, we only have one Hashem. But Oitz Hashem, Pasach, Yaakov Avinu, Va'omar, Yaakov Avinu was so excited when he heard this, he said, Va'omar, Baruch Shem, Koy Malchusay Elo Ve'ed. Blessed is the name of Hashem, the covenant of his Malchus forever and ever. So Amru Rabbanon, Heichi Navid, how should we say Shema? Now, Nunu, we should say Baruch Shem, like Omru Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say it. The Torah says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad, V'haftei Hashem Alakacha. Don't say it. Amru, that Loinamru, Amru Yaakov said it. So what should we do? We want to do like, we do like, Maisha Yaakov, what should we do? You say it quietly. And this way, you're chapping on both shitas. You're getting Maisha because you're not saying it loud, and Yaakov is saying it lamaisa. And Mo gives a muscle to explain such a thing. Interesting muscle. Amrav Yitzchak, Amrav Yana. You have to know exactly the dimnim. Amrav Yitzchak, Amrav Yitzchak, Ami. Moshul Bas Melech, a princess, Sharicha Tzikik Deir, she smelled the food, let's say the chalent, she smelled the chalent. So, Im Taimar, Yeshla Ganai. If she says, you know, please give me some chalent, that doesn't pass. A princess doesn't do that. She sits down by her state dinner and they serve her a meal. She doesn't say, give me some chalent. Loi Taimar, if she doesn't say, give me chalent, then Yeshla Tzar, she might say, she smelled it, she's hungry, she likes it. So Ischilu Avdel Havi B'Chashay, they brought them, you know, they brought her secretly some of the food here that didn't really pass for her to eat. They brought her privately. The same thing comes to Baruch Shem. We want to say Baruch Shem, but we can't say it loud because of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we say it quietly. So it's similar to the Tzikei Gedeir. Amrav Avo, Hiskinu Sheyoyim Reis B'Kol Ram. In certain places, they started saying it loud. Petarumas Aminim. Because the Apikarsim saw you whispering something after Shema Yisrael, they thought maybe you're whispering that, you know, you don't really believe in it. Therefore, we say it loud. But L'mayisim in Ardoi, the Lekha Minim in Ardoi, where there's no Minim, Ad Hashto, Amalav B'Chashoi, we still say it quietly, and that's Takan Aminik, we say Baruch Shem quietly. Tanu Rabbanon, Shish Dvar Masa Anche Yerichai, Shloisha Baratzin Chachamim, Shloisha Shloi Baratzin Chachamim. Six things Yerichai did, and we already had in the Mishnah, this Gemara is really a similar thing. It's used in Lashon over here. It says, "Beratzei chachamim," and so says "beratzei chachamim." Beratzei chachamim means that the chachamim allowed it. It's better than the Mishnah just said, "loy michu." They weren't meicher. They didn't stop it. But here it's even bigger lashon. They even allowed it. And ve'elu beratzei chachamim, makivin to kolam kol yom. They the whole era of Pesach, they grafted their palm trees. Ve'karchem es shema. They didn't be mafsik by Shema, but koisrun lefnei ha'omer, and they cut the wheat before the omer, and they weren't worried they're going to eat it. The elu shaloi b'rasa chamim. These are things that are not b'rasa chamim. Goitzim lefnei ha'omer. They bundled the bundles before the omer, and that already is a bigger chash to come to eat it, maybe, or it's not so important to bundle it, so you shouldn't do it. B'makim is a chash, you might come to eat it. Number two is this is the what we call in the Mishnah Paris Hanoishrim. Well, it means like this: parts and prachis begagiseim, beginaseim, or pardesaseim. In their gardens and orchards, they made an opening for the aniyim to go in and collect the pears that fell off on Shabbos. Lahachal nashel aniyim v'shtevet surais in the hungry years v'shabbos yamim tovim. And the problem was, you're not allowed to eat pears on Shabbos, like we see in the Gemara Amar Beis. Pears that fall off on Shabbos are a problem to eat. Umatirim gomzias shalhek. The third thing was they were matirim the gomzias shalhek the shalcharv shalshikmar. The charv tree and the sycamore tree, the boxer tree and the sycamore tree, they allowed them to eat the or use the branches and the growths from these trees. They weren't worried about hekdesh, and that the chamam meicha. The Rav Meir. So Rav Meir's lashon is beratzin chacham shloi beratzin chacham. Omle Rav Yehuda in beratzin chacham ma'ayosim. If that was allowed, then why only on chiricha? You call ayud ma'ayosim kain. Everyone should do it. Ela elu ve'elu shloi beratzin chacham. Everything was shloi beratzin chacham. The shaila was, did they stop them now? They were in Moicha. Did they say to them, you're not allowed to do this? So, three of them, they were Moicha. They were not Moicha. These are the ones that they were not Moicha. They were markiv the kolim kol ayoyim, the karchem es shema, the koitzim the goitzim pnei ayimer. The three things that they were not moicha is that, first of all, they grafted the kolim, the whole era Pesach. They were karach shema, they bound together shema, the koitzim the goitzim lefnei ayimer, and they were koitzer and goitzim lefnei ayimer, which means they cut the wheat and they bundled the wheat lefnei ayimer. And they were moicha. The elu shemicha v'yadam, which three things they were moicha? Both of them were shlo ratzacham. Even the first three were shlo ratzacham. They said shema wapi mafzik. They cut the wheat, but they were meicha. Be'el shemicha b'yadam. Matirim gamzir shalhek shachar v'shashukma. They allowed them to use the growth. They were allowing people to use the growth that come out of hekdesh, and that they were meicha. Chacham said you can't do that. Uparzim pirtzis beginayseim upardaseim lahachal neshal aniim shavasi yom tayvim v'shnei b'tzayrus. They allowed the aniim to come into their gardens to collect the fruit that fell off the trees on Shabbos, which is a problem on Shabbos, like we'll see in the Gemara on Beis Hanala. Eat peris hanoshim, peris that fall off on Shabbos. Then noizdim peyel yerek. The third thing was that they gave peya for vegetables, which also landed up being mafkia it for meiser, because it's not really chayiv in peya, so it really is chayiv in meiser. Umichu beyadim chacham. Now, if you concentrate on what Rabbi Yehuda said. What he said was that koitzrim v'goitzim lefnei ha'omer, you could cut the wheat and bundle the wheat, that's what they held, and chum held it was not allowed, loy brasa chum, but they were a moicha. Vreite gemara, v'sova Rabbi Yehuda ketziros loy brasa chum, is cutting wheat, not brasa chum. V'atanan, we learned in the Mishnah, anche yirichoy koitzrim lefnei ha'omer brasa chum. This is the Mishnah Menachos. That the Anshe Yericha cut the Omer, and that was Baratzen Chachamim. The Goitzev Neyam was not Baratzen Chachamim, but the bundling was not Baratzen Chachamim. But still, V'loi Michu V'yad L'chamim, L'cham were a Meicha. Now, like we'll explain again, the Pshat is like this, that really the Shash might come to eat it before the Omer. But, on the other hand, there's a Svar, we had it before on Daf Yabez, that since Chadash, they miv the bundle the whole year, they don't eat it, so they won't eat it. So why didn't you let them bundle it also? He said, the kaitzim is necessary. If you don't cut the wheat on time, it'll grow, overgrow, and it won't be good. So you have to cut it. But bundling, wait till after the Omer. So therefore, they allowed, the kaitzim of the Omer was v'rotzen chamim. Goitzim was not v'rotzen chamim, but they still weren't meichem, because they understand that people are not going to eat from it. Now, this Mishnah, which Tana is it? From Lashon Michu, we see it's not Rav Meir, it's Rav Yehuda. And still he says, Koitzim is Ratzon Chamim. So how can you say Koitzim and Goitzim are the same thing? We said in this Raisa, Man Shamalei Dama Michu V'loi Michu. Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda. V'katani Koitzim Ratzon Chamim. That Koitzim is allowed with Ratzon Chamim. V'l'tameich. So yes, anyway, I have shver this Raisa before. Why? Because it says Koitzim and Goitzim. So it comes out there's four things. There's four things that were Shloim Michu. Because there's Makiv in the column, there's Karchem and Shema, there's Koitzim and Goitzim. There's four things. So Elamai, you have to take out Koitzim. Anyway, take out Katsira. Only says Goitzim, and then it's very Geshmak. Because Goitzim should loy v'rotzen chachamim, but loy michu chachamim. They were Meicha. And Koitzim shtakam mot l'chatchila. So everything works out of the Braisa. We take out the word Katsira, and everything works out of the Braisa. Rashi Taka on the Mishnah, the Fnahayim Beis, also takes out the word Koitzim. He says there Koitzim and Goitzim. He takes out the word Koitzim because the Agamara takes out the word Katsira.